You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, folks. The other day, while I was discussing a position that the administration has taken about reducing the amount of quarterly payments to some of the recipient tax bodies, meaning the sheriff's office, was cut in half for their most recent quarterly payment, and how, you know, we got to this point, we were told that we were flush with cash, and all of a sudden now we have a cash flow problem. And I suggested then that things were going to continue to reveal themselves about this difficulty that they find themselves in. During the course of that conversation, I was receiving texts from a number of contractors saying they don't even know who to deal with the city any longer. They've had a lot of folks that have left. They're no longer there. There's no communication. There's no transparency. Obviously, they're not getting paid on time. I find out from other members of city government that this is a problem that has been looming for a while. They really don't have any idea about where they stand on a cash basis. They're just starting to recognize and realize that it's a problem for them. We also find out that some of the payments to the DA's office may be cut in half as well. This is not how you run a business, not by any stretch of the imagination. You know, our mayor's running around all over the world as though she's doing anything meaningful. We have I think over 100 lifeguards that we hired, can't get them paid on time. I think the council finally pulled together a meeting to get a check in their hands. What a joke. And it just continues on and on. And then we wake up to another story being posted by NOLA.com. Joseph Cranny posts a story that there's a lawsuit now by the contractor, McDonald Construction Services, in Orleans Parish Civil District Court relative to the building of this mental health jail. Now, we know that this has been a thorn in everybody's side. You know, the sheriff never wanted to do it. In fact, when she got elected, Susan Hudson, she said that the appropriate size of the jail was going to be 500, and that would be adequate space for the residents. Not the inmates, the residents, and maybe that's where she got confused. Meanwhile, the NOPD becomes more effective, more efficient, clearance rates going up. They're making more arrests of individuals, impact players that we just discussed with Chief Ann Kirkpatrick. There needs to be a place to put them. So that 500 number kind of disappeared real quick. You don't hear her saying that anymore, right? And now she's calling them something other than residents. I'm not even sure what the name is. There's not much coming out of her mouth that's of any consequence anyway at this point in time. She really just has to go. The sooner the better. But back to the story at hand. So McDonald Construction says that they're owed $4.4 million. That the architect of the building, who they didn't pick, changed the plans, asked for more steel to be put in, asked for more concrete, asked for a whole lot of other things. So we have a change order of $4.4 million. And allegedly, no one approved this, but we're off and running. This is not how you manage projects. When there are change orders, everyone should sign off on these change orders, including the city, the sheriff, everybody, so that we're on the same page. And, you know, because there are subs that are now owed money, and this is a typical example of this contractor is now the working capital for the city to the tune of $4.4 million that they should be paid, especially when you add 20 tons of steel, masonry reinforcement, and other things. I mean, this is a joke. What are we doing? I mean, how can this company move forward adding all of this? And you can't cancel it. It's already in the foundation. And here we are, facing another $4.4 million. Now, the city had already paid $3.1 million in a separate change order. So the building continues to increase in cost. It's at $96 million now, likely to go above that, right? But this is the real catcher, is that the city has said that they will pay for this phase, what's called phase three, $39 million from FEMA money that they have left over to help the city rebuild its jail after Katrina. So we're still spending Katrina money, right? And in August of this year, we will be 20 years post-Katrina. So just hold on to that little tidbit. Another $26 million set aside from bonds that were sold in 2021, right? Which leaves a remaining balance of about $23 million. And no, there's no articulation of how that remaining balance is going to be paid. I mean, this is how you conduct your business every day, right? When you make these decisions at home, you know, you kind of figure out on the front end how you're going to be paying for this stuff, right? Not these folks. We're neck deep into this project, and we're not even sure where the final $23 million. You think that's going to have a nice, rosy, tidy outcome? I was serious when I said that this would continue to reveal itself, and it is. I mean, almost every day now we're having a new revelation of people that are being owed money because we don't know how to account for the beans. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. And what's equally amazing about the city is that they collect, they're the only parish that does this, the only one. They collect their property taxes on the front end. So when you pay your property taxes that are due on January 1, you're paying for the year 2025. In all other parishes, you pay in arrears. You would have been paying your property taxes for 2024. And they did this to overcome a cash crunch that they had many, many years ago. They doubled up the payments of the 2 years in order to have more access to cash because they were down and out financially. It just seems like some things never change. I mean, how many different administrations have we been through? And here we are again. We still can't account for the dollars. And we're still approaching these projects in a haphazard way. And we're still not setting priorities that we can actually, legitimately, and in good faith, finance and fund. It's a joke. It's amazing that they get any vendor that wants to go and do work for these people. It's a crapshoot at best. You might be better taking that $4.4 million and picking red or black at the roulette wheel. How do we intend to lure people to this city when we can't get our it together? Ever. Our properties, our city-owned assets, are in complete and total disrepair. We've never funded them properly. Hell, the NOPD built, they just had to abandon their building. No plan, last-minute decision. The building was in such disrepair, it made no sense in sinking any dollars there. Was there a plan? Hell no. We've had two buildings on Poydras Street sell for literally almost nothing, and we're still holding on to a plan to go build a city hall over $100 million. Where do they think that's coming from? We could sell the property where City Hall is now. We could have bought one of those buildings, and we probably could have put about $60, $70, maybe $80 million in our pockets. But we're running around thinking that we're going to build the Taj Mahal or something. You know, and trying to wed ourselves to the civil district court. They're off and running. They want to do something different. They think they have money to do whatever. Let them go build whatever they're going to go build. But as it relates to City Hall, you could have purchased a beautiful building for less than $20 million. And you sat idly by and let it walk right in front of you, right? And have someone else purchase it. How could we be so crazy? In fact, we moved NOPD into one of those buildings. And we're now paying lease payments on it. This is getting crazier by the day. Crazier by the day. We are going to be left with less than stellar vendors that are willing to take the risk to do work in this city. And unless we start minding our P's and Q's, we're going to be in more trouble. Well, we've seen what's happened already, right? We reduced insurance requirements, bond requirements. We're now paying people in advance of them doing the work. They're taking advantage and leveraging the city because the city doesn't have many options any longer. Nobody in their right mind does this. Everybody's worried about whether or not this guy Mondani gets elected in New York as putting it into a fiscal crisis. Well, we've got our own Mondani right here called Cantrell. Maybe without all the socialistic bullshit, but the reality is the outcome is the same. We hadn't figured out that 2 plus 2 equals 4. And this just goes on. And you know what the cost is going to be? They're going to lose this, right? Do you know what the cost is going to be? Your hard taxpayer dollars, you work hard. You know, you're hoping that government is going to spend this in an efficient way. I don't know who's defending the administration on this law, but it's going to cost tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars defending this crap. Because we just can't get anything right. It's an absolute joke. And, you know, going back to what I said before with these vendors, if we have undercapitalized vendors and those are the only ones willing to do the work, we should look at ourselves in the mirror and understand why we find ourselves in this predicament. We do because the way that we are conducting our business. And how we get in this crash crunch, I don't know how they think we're going to get out of this, all right? Because we already have all of our property tax revenues, right? The things that we're collecting right now are monthly sales tax revenues, fines, and fees. Those are fairly static. I mean, they can move a percent, maybe a percent and a half. You know, a lot of what we thought was going to be in the city in 25 and some in 26 are not coming. They canceled. You know, we better hope that Essence knocks it out of the ballpark, because if they don't, and if it's less than what we experienced last year, that exacerbates the problem, because these are the dollars that we're relying on. And we better start, somebody over there at City Hall better start connecting the dots and read the room. So if you read the room, you recognize, much like the mayor did when she went up to Baton Rouge and said that she wanted her fair share, is what the federal government is telling the state: you need to take on your fair share. When we started some of these social programs, this was supposed to be a 50-50 split. And we wonder why we have a $36 trillion debt. There's not a pot of gold at the end of the federal rainbow. They're borrowing money hand over fist, paying interest on it, and when interest becomes one of your top expenditures, you're in trouble. And that's where we are today. That's where we are, because nobody wants to cut anything, and nobody wants to go back to the original formula. There's no states that can do this because they don't have a plan. How do we know they don't have a plan? Because we know right now, as it relates to some of the proposed cuts in Medicaid and some of the other cuts, this state has no plan on how to deal with it. We know that because we've asked the executives whether or not that's the case. There's no plan. They'll just, I guess, respond when everything is going south. 40% of our population is on Medicaid. We should have a plan. If there's a 1 or 2% deviation in dollars that are coming here from the federal government as to what we are going to do. If it's 5, if it's 7, or if it's 10, it's even greater. What are we going to do? We can't just go to the mic and say, folks, we got hungry people. We have necessitous conditions and circumstances. Okay, great description of what the challenge is. But none of that is a solution. What's the solution? How many things are we funding that maybe we shouldn't be funding? Possibly. Nobody wants to have that conversation, because it's no fun to be in the House or the Senate if you're just not bringing home the bacon. If you can't bring home the bacon, that job sucks. It ain't no fun. So we got to stop worrying about having fun and start worrying about how we're going to be fiscally responsible. And in order to be fiscally responsible, there needs to be a plan. Because if we think that there's going to be a bigger spend in Medicaid this year, next year, the year after that, or the year after that, the 4 years of this administration, you're sadly mistaken. And I'm not certain that it would be too terribly different under Democratic leadership, because the math has no emotion. It tells no lies. It is what it is. And the math is pretty but ugly. I'm so amused by the way that we have characterized this conversation, or the way that we've set up this conversation, as to only focusing on what the outcomes of this is going to be, but not focusing on the outcome of doing nothing and continuing to increase the spread, the spend, a 50% increase over 5 years? Really? And we think that we can continue that on? And now we're whining about cuts that are going to be happening over a 10-year period of time to be the pain-smoothing coefficient, when everybody knows that the duration should be shorter. And everyone assumes, well, that'll give us some time to have a plan. Right? We're 20 years post-Katrina. We don't have a plan. We were down and out in Beverly Hills in the immediate aftermath of that storm. And you want to know something? We're still down and out because we didn't have the ability to receive the money. We're still spending money 20 years later in August. And the byproduct is, in reason, no plan, no commitment, no willingness to make the hard decisions, to move the ball, worried about our own politics as opposed to our city. You're not the center of the universe, Mayor. The city is. The city's interest outweighs yours. You want to open pools? Pay your lifeguards. You want to build buildings? Pay your vendors. That's how it works. That's how the flow is. The ribbon cutting is the final outcome. But we have too many ribbon cuttings of projects that started 14 years ago. I'm told we still have $1.5 billion, maybe, to spend from Katrina money? I hope I'm wrong. How many more extensions are we going to get? They're talking about doing away with FEMA. You think if they do away with FEMA, you might be losing your extensions? Just possibly? Do we have a plan? I doubt it. Be interesting to see if the council asks for it. We'll continue to point this out. Sometimes I don't know what good it's going to do, but the realities are, I think it's important that you know of the predicament that we find ourselves in. How we get out of this, I don't know. It's going to require true, credible leadership. And I hope that's what we think about. Who has the experience? Who brings the most credibility to the table? I don't care what gender they are. I don't care what race they are. I want someone who's willing to make decisions, to be decisive, to be deliberative, to be able to move the ball down the field each and every day in a positive way. It would be nice if we had somebody that could string three sentences together. It would be nice if we could have someone who could think critically. It would be nice if we had someone who knew how to treat people, who understood the value of the business community and the value proposition that they bring to the table each and every day for this city. It would be nice if we had somebody who actually understood the revenue base of the city and how it works, to have some sense of how business operates. These would all be nice. But I'll take the credibility right now, because what we have at the present time is nada.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right back. Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Trip Rabelais, director of the Lafreniere Park, to talk to us about the 30th Uncle Sam Jam that will take place, not tomorrow, today. Welcome to the show, Trip.
Well, we appreciate it.
So, Trip, tell us about the activities that will be going on today on July the 3rd in celebration of July the 4th. So just a couple hours away, things start to ramp up.
Open the doors at 3 o'clock. The band start at 4 with the Marine Force Band. We have some other bands, Bottomland, Don McLean. Everybody's going to sing Bye Bye Miss America and Bye Together at 6 o'clock. Shenandoah at 7:30. Fireworks at 9 and the Victory Bells with the fireworks, and then Peyton Smith to close out the night at about 9:20.
What a lineup y'all have this year, and I understand that you have an expanded or more fireworks that will be going off this year as well.
Yes, we've jammed as many fireworks into 15 minutes as we think we possibly can. You know, that's what people really come out for. This is a great show to bring your kids to bring grandma to bring your mom and them, as we say, and it's really just, I'm really excited about a bigger fireworks show. That's what people really do want to come out and see, and I think this year we've jammed a bunch of them into a very short time period. I think everybody's going to really enjoy it.
I'm excited that I think you're going to have good weather. I almost don't want to say it, but I think you're going to have good weather. Knocking on wood.
I'm going to knock on my wooden desk there. We'll knock on the low wood. But maybe for once we'll get away with no rain today. It's going to mean the heat's hotter. But look, we got plenty of cold drinks, daiquiris, beer, water, everything anybody needs. We're going to have it out here for everybody. Bring your chair, bring your blanket, whatever you want to sit on. come on out and have a great time. It's the 30th year of Uncle Sam Jam, believe it or not. 30 years we've been doing this, and I think this year is going to be one of the best.
That is incredible. And what else is incredible? It is free, right?
That is correct. All you have to, if you want to pay for a parking spot, we have parking spots you can pay for. You can pay to get into the VIP area. But if you just want to come out and enjoy yourself, it is an absolutely free event. You can park at the Shrine on Airline, take the shuttle bus in, which is a free ride, come with your chair set up. The only thing you're paying for is as much beer and water as you want to drink.
I understand they'll have food there as well, correct?
Oh, yes. We got plenty of food vendors. You know, it's too long a list to go through, but you got nachos, you got barbecue, you got boudin, you got snowballs, daiquiris, sliders, you name it, we probably have it out here. If you can't find something to eat here, you might be pickier than me.
What I like about out at Lafreniere Park is you can sit almost anywhere in the park. You're going to be able to hear the music. There's a lot of trees, a lot of shade to provide cover. You don't necessarily need to be right there in front of the stage, right?
No, you can hear it from anywhere in the park. Look, the Copeland Meadow has become a very nice venue, but you're right. You can sit over by the carousel. You're still going to hear the music. It carries well, and it won't be blaring at you, but you'll be able to hear it. And if you want to go get that front of the stage experience, come on down and get in front of the stage and see Don McLean sing one of our most iconic songs live and in person. So I think it's going to be a really fun event. I'm very excited about the Marine Corps Band being here. We had missed them a couple of years. It's great to have them here with us again. So I think everybody's going to have something. We try to have something for everybody, and I think that's what the lineup is this year.
You're going to have, what, about 6 hours of music? That's pretty incredible.
Yes, sir.
Incredible.
We start at 4, and we go till about right at about 10-ish. Yeah.
Yeah,
we go pretty solid. I mean, there's some breaks in there where you got to change the instruments out and things like that. But in general, it's a solid show. And look, the Victory Bells singing during the fireworks is just so beautiful. You know, they're singing patriotic songs. You're watching those fireworks go off. It really is kind of a moving thing to see.
Best way to get into the park. Is there a preference?
I think the best way is to park at the Shrine on Airline and then ride the bus in. It's air conditioned. It's not like we're using school buses. We're using air conditioned transit buses to bring you in here, drop you right at the clock in the center of the park. You can walk right to the fairgrounds, and then we're going to run it so you get back as well. I think that's the easiest way. Now, if you want to park it, you want to try and park outside and walk through one of the gates, you're more than willing to do that. But, you know, I think the easiest way is to easily park over there at the Shrine. We've made it convenient. We've made it nice. I mean, look, I don't know the last time you were on a transit bus, but some of these buses are gorgeous. They're so nice and clean on the inside. It's really wonderful.
Hey, you had me with air condition. You had me with air condition. That's all.
We didn't have air condition when we were kids and we had to ride the bus, that's for sure.
Once you said air condition, I'm in. That's all that matters. Well, we hope this goes without a hitch tonight. I think it's going to be a great evening, as it always is. Folks, again, the Marine Force Reserve Band starts at 4 o'clock. The gates open at 3. Bottom Land at 4:30. Don McLean at 6. Shenandoah at 7:30. Salute to the fireworks display at 9. It starts with the Victory Bells singing. And then at 9:20, a finish out with Peyton Smith. Great lineup. You don't want to miss it. Trip, thank you for all that you do out there at Lafreniere Park. We truly appreciate the effort of everyone. I know there are a whole lot of parish workers that are involved in this, too, and we thank them for their participation as well.
Thank you so much for your continued support, Newell. And you're right, this is a parish-wide event. Everybody participates, so we really appreciate everybody.
No doubt. We'll be right back, folks. Get on out there to Uncle Sam Jam at Lafreniere Park. The gates open at 3 p.m. this afternoon. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the text line, it says, awesome end to that segment, my friend. I actually did an extra half mile on the treadmill listening to those words of passion. Keep being a voice for us small guys for as long as you can. Another text, Newell, the city elected a person twice for mayor that couldn't manage her own personal finances. Did they expect that she would make better decisions in office? Great observation. You know, I keep saying that things are continuing to reveal themselves, and it will. And so someone provided me some information about real estate transactions in the city. And there's a document tax that you pay. It's $325, and that's for the simultaneous transaction of the sale and the mortgage. Well, now the city's taken the position that these are two separate transactions, I guess. And they want to collect $325 document fee for the sale and a $325 document fee for the mortgage. It seems as though the ordinance says something entirely different. Here it is again. They're in a cash crunch. That's what this is all about. Now we're going to push the edges of the envelope and try and pass all of these fees on to you, the taxpayers. We have an out-migration problem greater than in-migration, and we are going to fee people to death now, and we're going to do so thinking we're more attractive, right? We're going to lure you by saying, you have to pay me more. And I become more attractive to you by just charging more. I guess that's the mindset here. But if you're not prettier, if you're not providing more to offer, why would I want to pay you more? I mean, these little nickel and dime, you know, beggar mentality that we have, and they get really upset when I say this. When our budgets are based on, you know, what we're going to be able to extract from, you know, the federal government or from the state and our whole strategy and our plan is based on that, as opposed to some more fiscally sound plan. We're changing rules in the middle. We're reading ordinances in a different way. It's not how it's traditionally been done. And then all of a sudden, on an arbitrary date, there's been no legislative action. There's been no change. And all of a sudden, we're going to charge more. Well, how does this work? Well, we're in a cash crunch. It's like they notified Sheriff Susan Hudson. You're only going to get half because we don't have the money. So you get half of what you, so now the sheriff is faced with, she may have to lay people off. She's going to have to make cuts. She's going to have to do this. She's going to have to do that. I mean, it's a joke. It's a third world country. This is what you expect in a third world country, a banana republic. This is what you expect. Where we're just going to change the rules, we'll change this, we'll change that. So I guess if you're going to a real estate closing, you can expect to pay more money now. Now, I don't know where that authority comes from. Kind of like the authority that they gave themselves with the collection of taxes for other tax recipient bodies that are not city agencies. Interestingly, they can't find an ordinance or a statute that provides that authority. They just felt like somebody woke up one day and said, I think we're entitled to this, so this is what we're going to do. Now it's, you know, these tax recipient agencies are pushing back, and now the city finds themselves in a hole. They thought they had worked out a settlement with the school board, and then, you know, they send in the CAO. The CAO is part of the negotiation process, and then we find out that the mayor says, I didn't give the CAO that authority, Gilbert Montano. I don't know what he was doing. What was he doing? He was at a meeting? He was trying to reach some conclusion to this thing? And then she poo-poos all over the settlement. Right? Well, everybody assumed he had the authority. He has the authority to speak at every council meeting about where the administration stands on this, that, or otherwise, because guess who doesn't go? Maybe we should pay mayors a per diem. Their salary should be based on a per diem of how many staff meetings they hold and how many times they actually go before the council. That there's a requirement that you show up at a council meeting and you actually at least play like you give a damn. Right? And at least you're there as opposed to being absent. And for every trip you take overseas, there's a deduction to your salary. And every deal that you're actually able to close with a foreign investor or an investor outside of the state by Zoom, you get a bonus. I know it sounds like I'm rambling a little bit, and I am, but this just came to my mind because I'm trying to think of a formula where we can actually have people show up for work every day and do what they're supposed to do, and have people explain to folks that are in the business of real estate closings how all of a sudden the rules change midstream and we're extrapolating more fees out of a transaction, and how we actually believe that that's going to help foster and promote selling homes and things of that nature, knowing that we have some of the highest homeowner insurance in the Gulf South, highest flood insurance in the Gulf South, and highest automobile insurance in the Gulf South, and the city of New Orleans has the highest property taxes in the state of Louisiana. And how we think that increasing these fees in order to accomplish a real estate closing that you're going to pay to the city as a document fee, right? They're not doing much. This is good public policy. This is good, sound public policy, and it's going to make a difference. I would prefer if we just gave cans to our employees and had them go to the street corners and start shaking. We'll be right back. So, you know, the couple of monologues I did today, they're a little depressing. Thank God there's some shining stars, you know, out there in the city. You probably know this by now. I love my food. I love my wine. Since I've been back from Croatia, I've been able to dine at Vaca, Clancy's, Rizzuto's, G.W. Finn's, and last night at the Bon Ton. It's like the grand slam of dining in New Orleans. I mean, that is the high for me, right, is enjoying the hospitality industry, the restaurant and food, the food industry in the city. It kind of brings it all back for me. I don't know. I don't know how else to say it, but it's just all I can say is thank God. All right, when we come back, we are going to visit with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.